For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear of so many incredible things happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Welcome to the Delaware City Digest with your hosts, Bob Hoganson and Lee Yoakum.
So, happy Friday, everybody. It is the Delaware City Digest. We are back for another week of news you can use, and you might just learn something if you're not careful, right, Bob?
There is a possibility, but probably not.
Yeah, Bob Hoganson is back in the house. Robert, how was your week?
All's good, man. Welcome to our friends here in the middle section of the bleachers. Our friends from People in Need are here joining us today. But yeah, looking forward to a good weekend. Probably going to go down to the farmer's market tomorrow morning and go see the sights, get some of my fresh produce and fresh breads, as I like to pack the backpack.
Hoganson's at the farmer's market. Their eyes just saw dollar signs.
Yeah, I was just checking my bank account, making sure that we're good for tomorrow. We're good. So, yeah.
He went to his first one when he got here to Delaware. And we're not getting anything. Maybe some jelly. He walked out with an Adirondack chair, I think.
Yep. And carried it a couple blocks of the car.
There's
always good stuff.
Good
stuff down there.
All sorts of things. So, yeah, digest time, and always enjoy having the good people from People in Need in here. We're going to talk about two important, I'll call them summer initiatives, but really the need is always year-round with Mallory Sabandamakel. Boy, I butchered that right off the bat, but I'll get better at it. Mallory, of course, is the Director of Community Engagement. Love having her on, and she brought with her good friend and co-worker, Meredith Day. Meredith is the Director of Emergency Services, and we're going to talk to both Mallory and Meredith in a little bit, but welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, that's good. They're saving it.
They're real happy to be here.
No.
Always happy to be here.
Yeah. Was drinking water at the time.
Okay.
Well, get the timing down. This will work. So anyway, but no, People in Need. We have, as I said, two things I want to talk about that really stood out with the Fans for Friends that we're all familiar with, and also the school shoes program that's underway, and really cool things going on in our community. So all that and more, but before we do that.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Well, let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Okay, thanks, Lee and Mark and Mallory and Meredith. Here's your Delaware Daily News for Friday, July 11th, 2025. Well, of course, last weekend was the big Independence Day celebration in the city of Delaware, and it certainly went off with a bang. Did you get that? It was a fantastic 4th. Thank you to the citizens for the 4th for another awesome parade, and to the Central Ohio Symphony and Ohio Wesleyan for the concert, a cherished Delaware tradition. A huge thank you to the amazing community fireworks sponsors who helped light up our skies and bring the boom to our Independence Day. Byers Auto Group, Meyer, and Ohio Health were our premier sponsors, and we couldn't do it without them. So big thank you. Also, a big thank you to our public safety services, men and women with Delaware Fire Department and Delaware Police for keeping us all safe over the weekend. Speaking of our awesome police department, a big congrats goes out to Officer John Needham as he was just promoted to sergeant this week. Sergeant Needham has been with DPD for 13 years. He most recently served on the afternoon shift patrol, where he also trained new officers as a field training officer, filled in for supervisors as an officer in charge, and served as one of the department's licensed drone pilots. Congrats to Sergeant Needham. Well, if you're looking for something educational to do with the highlight of history, why not come to Oak Grove Cemetery tomorrow morning for a hands-on tutorial and practice session on safe and effective monument cleaning techniques. All materials will be provided. Please dress for the weather and expect to get a little dirty. The event will take place at Oak Grove Cemetery at 9 a.m. and we'll meet inside the east entrance. You can sign up for the free event as well as find more information on our Facebook page at City of Delaware. Well, Lee, we know nobody likes potholes and crappy roads. So what do you do about it? Well, you pave, of course. Of course, our limited paving budget does not include funds to pave all that much, but we do a little every year. So that's good, right? So the good news is that one of our main thoroughfares in the city is getting some work done. William Street resurfacing began this week. The overnight work will take place between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. William Street, which carries U.S. 36 through the city, will be resurfaced between Springer Woods Boulevard and Lake Street. Base repairs will take place first, then the existing surface pavement will be removed by a grinding machine, and later new pavement will be put down with a paving machine. Lee, two-way traffic will be maintained, and parking along William Street within the work area will be restricted during the work hours.
Oh, thank goodness. Hey, just on that, I got a call today, a question about that, and people were wondering, are they just doing these repairs that we see? And no, it will be curb-to-curb resurfacing, but they're doing base repairs now. So that's what you see out there. It's think about the dentist going in, filling a cavity, and then maybe they or working on it, and then you get a cap over the top of it. Right now they're doing some of that root base stuff. So,
well, it is about the most popular street in the city, most driven on. I would imagine maybe 23 coming north and south is a little bit more, but good news to have that being repaved. And finally, yes, what you've all been waiting for is our conversation with our friends over at People in Need. And Meredith Day is the Director of Emergency Services for PIN, along with Mallory C-Bandit Moncol here. She's with the communication side of things. They are here in the studio to talk about all the great things they're doing for our community. You won't want to miss that conversation right after the break. Lee, back to you.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, I had one other item. Speaking of streets and roads, Central Avenue will be closed on, that'll be Monday and Tuesday of next week, Central between Liberty and Elizabeth. So that would be west of downtown between Liberty and Elizabeth, and that's going to be for some base repairs, some utility work, and while the street's closed, they're also going to do some signal upgrades at some lights there, and also some tree trimming. So multiple departments will be working in that area. That, again, will be Monday and Tuesday. It'll be a complete closure of Central, but the street will reopen each day, each workday at 4 p.m. So it'll be closed during the workday, and the local detours we're all familiar with around there. But a couple of blocks there of Central Avenue. And also, I know a lot of listeners out there are anxious to help serve their community, and we happen to have openings on boards and commissions, Bob.
Very exciting times.
Yes, yes. You too can be part of Delaware with seats available on our Historic Preservation Commission and the Delaware North New Community Authority.
Those are great places to
get started and learn about the city and contribute. See history come alive. Sign here, initial here. Well, it's very exciting work. No.
I do
get
hear
involved
that.
With local government. And
people do often ask, how do I get involved? These are great opportunities and how you can get involved and actually make a real difference in your community.
Correct, correct. Again, those are Historic Preservation Commission is looking for a resident, as is the Delaware New Community Authority. And you're saying, well, Lee, what do those boards and commissions do? I could explain it, but we'll save that for another show. Meanwhile, you can go to our website at DelawareOhio.net, click on the news item, and read more about those positions and how you apply. So take care of that. So, Bob, let's go to the break. When we come back, we're going to talk with people in need about some great summer programming coming up, all that and more after these messages. Always enjoy having people in need on the show to talk about their programming. You know, as I say, people in need is, there's great name recognition. It's one of those organizations that you say PIN in Delaware County and people immediately know, they've heard of it at least, and I won't presume that everybody knows about PIN's mission. We're going to get into that, but on the show today with us, Mallory C-Bandit Moncol. Mallory is the Director of Community Engagement, and Meredith Day is with her. She's the Director of Emergency Services, and I just want to say, in my defense, Meredith gets by with one consonant in her last name. I counted it. Mallory has 11.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's a lot.
You know, most people just need a couple, but
it's so you remember.
You know, oh, you do remember, man. You do remember, but no. Mallory Meredith, welcome to the show. And but before we get started, so people in need, PIN, as we call it, it's a social service agency. But tell us a little bit about what PIN is and the mission.
Sure. So People in Need is a nonprofit social service agency serving all of Delaware County. So sometimes I think the bulk of our services are in 43015. So city of Delaware, obviously, but it is the most densely populated zip code. But we have clients we serve all the way from Lewis Center, north to Ashley, county limits, far and wide. So PIN has been around since 1981. Our most well-known programming is our food insecurity programming. So that is our pantry, which is a very busy drive-through model. We just went through some upgrades at our facility to extend our driveway and make it safer and more efficient for our clients and our volunteers. Presently, the last time I was on the show, I believe I told you we were serving 400 families every week. Our new average is 450 families every single week. So the two categories to receive services is you must be a Delaware County resident and you have a total family income at or below 200% of the federal poverty line. So that is our biggest program that most people know. However, we also do a lot under the category of emergency services. So that could be assisting a family facing eviction, utility shutoff. We now provide a bus pass transportation assistance program to those who need help getting to work, school, medical appointments. Those are provided through Meredith's department here in emergency services. And then two other programs that we do outside of Christmas. Everyone knows about the Holiday Clearinghouse, which I'm sure I'll be back in the fall to talk about. Are our school
sheet
programs.
Let's not assume, but...
Pretty please invite us back for Holiday Clearinghouse. But we have School Shoes, which is annual and very popular and growing, as well as our Fans for Friends program in partnership with the Delaware County Emergency Management Association.
So I think I read that Penn served a record number of meals in 2024, provided nearly $1.8 million in assistance. What's driving that need?
Two things. One, I believe it is employment and the economy. We have a lot of people who just, especially when they get to the emergency services application and request, are just not quite making ends meet. They need some help for a month to assist with that utility bill, to get back on their feet with their rental payments, and as well as just growth. You know, our numbers are growing because the county continues to grow. Yeah. So with growth comes need, yeah. And that's why we're here.
So let's talk about Fans for Friends. Let's start with that. Again, I know Penn does so much, but I see Fans for Friends and I see Christmas Clearinghouse, and they sort of bookend the seasons, winter and summer. I know there's other seasons and other important programming, but Fans for Friends has really become kind of a marquee summer initiative that you coordinate in partnership with Delaware County Emergency Services, EMA. Talk about what Fans for Friends is and how people can take part.
Sure. Well, we are proud to be a partner with Emergency Services because they have the reach throughout the county and they have fire stations and the connections there. So they drive the donation portion and bring fans in. The goal this year would be 350 fans donated, and we are currently at 141 as of this morning. We had seven more come in before I came into the station. And so then they bring fans from throughout the county to the people in need offices. And then because we already have the system set up to do distribution through the pantry, we can also then distribute the fans when they come through.
And when we're talking fans, we literally are talking oscillating fans, like a box fan.
Yes.
A new box fan, yep. In a box. I've seen the boxes.
Yes.
You can buy them anywhere.
Yep.
They're not hugely expensive. Pick
Correct.
Up a couple and drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yep.
that simple, really.
It's that simple. And it's great. Then families can take them home. If they don't have air conditioning, they can pop them in the windows, create a cross breeze through the house. Heat is the number one weather-related cause of fatalities and injuries, and it's preventable. So we can distribute fans and help cool people down and keep people safe throughout the summer.
I think, Meredith, I think that Mallory mentioned it a minute ago, but we are a tremendously growing county and, by all accounts, a pretty wealthy county mm-hmm. compared to a lot of other places in the state and even across the country. But you guys certainly fill a need for the people that, as Mallory mentioned, don't qualify as, you know, well-off status, if you will. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think that Delaware is this well-off place, which it is in a lot of ways, but there are a lot of people struggling. And I think of, like, growing up, I didn't have air conditioning. It was no big deal. But now I haven't lived without air conditioning in probably 20 years, 25 years. I've always had. But the fact is a lot of people still don't have it. And this is a nice comfort thing to help them along with all the other things you guys do. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the city is well established, has been around for a long time. So there are a lot of older homes that was not part of how they were set up, and they don't have central air in them. So those people are coming and looking for fans. And, you know, it's just we do have such a generous community, and I get to share so many times that PIN is the distributor of Delaware County's generosity to the people around us who just need a little help to get through. And, you know, people pay it forward all the time. So our clients who come through and people who get box fans are, you know, inviting friends over because now they have the fan. And so we hear those stories all the time.
You also mentioned a great point is that it is a very generous community. For people that maybe aren't familiar with you guys and that you want, how do people get involved to donate or to volunteer with you guys or help provide some of this stuff? We talked about the fans specifically, but you guys also need monetary donations and, you know, all kinds of other things. How do people get involved?
Absolutely. So our website is a wonderful place to start, or our social media pages. Those will also connect you to us. So our website is DelawarePeopleInNeed.org. If you Google us, we should pop up too. And then at the top, there is a way to donate. If you'd like to make a monetary donation, we can take that online. We can take it by mail. We're at 138 Johnson Drive. You can drop it off. You can drive through. And instead of food, we can take your donation. We're also always open for non-perishable food donations, box fans. They can be dropped off at our warehouse weekdays, business hours, 9 to 4:30. As well as it is the height of gardening season. And I think the one thing people don't know is we will absolutely, without a doubt, take your fresh produce. That is a huge need. We are proud to continue to serve throughout the year. But as our numbers grow, it dwindles because that, unlike non-perishable food, certainly has a much shorter shelf life. So
it's a great point. I hadn't thought about fresh produce. The you know, just lastly on the fans, it's a, you know, quality of life, but a health issue too. I mean, we're, you know, there's high heat can cause, you know, there can be injury. So you know, stay safe and comfortable with your fan donation. School shoes program. The need grows every year. It's such a popular program, Meredith, and I know you've been involved with that. You were checking numbers today, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we are up to 700 students who have been approved for our school shoes program. That's up from last year's 650. We have a waiting list. Unfortunately, we have had to close it because we have to stop somewhere. We can't spend more money than what we have coming in. So we are still accepting donations for the school shoes program, and that would be a monetary donation.
So you don't have to drop off. It's not like fans where you're not bringing shoes in. You are. It's a donation. A family signs up,
yes,
which the registration is closed, and they go ahead.
Yeah, they'll get a gift card to take to Famous Footwear to shop for brand new shoes. And I mean, I enjoy a brand new pair of shoes. So imagine starting your first day of school with all your peers, everybody who's got their brand new back to school outfit. We want all of the students in Delaware County to feel that way. And so we're able to help 700 of them to have that new pair of shoes.
And forbid that you don't have the right pair of new shoes. I mean, you know, there was, you know, it's all very, you know, my kids played basketball and I always laughed. They'd be on the free throw line and they're bending down with their hands on their knees. They're not tired. They're looking at each other's shoes on the free, you know,
right?
All along. Who's,
right?
Who's got shoes? You know, oh, those are cool. But anyway, no, it is so important. And it's those basics that you need to start the school year with. And start learning the right way. I mean, it literally starts from the ground up.
Yep. It's a foundation that starts your school year out and hopefully, you know, just is a effect that rolls out into the rest of the year for those kids.
And again, you said that the registration has closed for that. Mm-hmm. 700 will be served, but donations are being accepted and that continues year round.
Yes. Yes. We would be happy to, you know, we'll have more kids next year. And if as it's going now, the county's still growing, we'll still have more kids who will need shoes next year. So we are always accepting for programs, even if they've closed this year, for next year.
I was just going to say, so if you are someone who is in need of school shoes or you think that this is a program you could benefit from, we actually open applications right following Memorial Day. So they open from Memorial Day and typically go through the middle of July or until we reach capacity. So this year we increased the amount of children we could serve and then still closed early. So if that is something that you are thinking about in the future, Memorial Day is when we open that. And then for Holiday Clearinghouse, our applications will open right after Labor Day.
So Mallory, in the time we have left, who is the special guest you brought over? Come on over here. Who would you bring with you
so
today?
Our third guest from People in Need today is our community engagement intern, and we will let her introduce herself. She is a senior from Capital University.
Hi, I'm Elena Saladin. I'm People in Need's community engagement intern.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Very professional. Very professional.
So what do you enjoy about the team at Penn?
Oh, everyone at Penn is fantastic. All of their volunteers, all their employees, the other interns we work with. I have not met a single person at Penn that isn't there to help other people. It's great.
Oh, there you go. She's got there. That was awesome. Great job. Great job. Welcome and good luck with everything. So, hey, let's have you back on. This time goes so fast when we have people in need on because you have so many programs and so many good things to talk about. So, Mallory and Meredith, let's do it again.
We would love to.
Yeah, right. Sounds great.
All right. We'll see you again. Bob, let's try it again next week.
We'll be back if Mark keeps turning the mics on for us.
All right. We'll see everybody next week on The Digest.